Kit.
Hi.
How's it feel to make the scariest movie I think I've seen in a long, long time?
Oh, man, that's really cool to
that's
hear. Thank
applause.
You.
Just.
Oh, man.
We dream of that.
No, I haven't talked to you since Servant. And
hi. How are you?
Akasha. Do I get the name right? Akasha?
Arkasha, yeah. It's like the buckwheat. If that helps.
Wheat?
Yeah.
Who does that help? Wheat enthusiasts.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Let me start with you as a director. Do you love horror films? Did you grow up loving them?
I absolutely. You know what's so cool is that my mother is a wild woman, and she showed me all sorts of films, all sorts of horror. I watched The Exorcist when I was very young, and what's so fun about that is that you don't realize that you're watching a genre. You're just watching entertainment. You're watching people live their lives on screen. Unbeknownst to me, I was, I was a horror girl and continued that through life.
Well, The Exorcist certainly was a genre-bending film, you know, because there was nothing before it that was even remotely close.
Mm. No, and what's so exciting, I think, about that is that there is, you almost are confused about tone in the best way because it feels like a drama, right? It feels like a mother-daughter drama. And then horror infiltrates. And we actually really wanted to emulate that kind of tonal style with the first Omen.
Nell, in playing Margaret, I mean, getting into her skin, so to speak, what was that like, taking on this character?
Yeah, it was just a deeply satisfying sort of venture. It was like, you know, Margaret goes on such a journey. And, you know, for me, her trajectory felt really clear. But I just had to have, you know, markers to kind of guide me to where she was. And what was another really helpful addition is that we actually had makeup that we would refer to as, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three, and phase four. And it was a direct, like, physical representation of, you know, Margaret's kind of deterioration and then her rise. And it was, like, you know, such a helpful tool as well to kind of help me mark about where she was mentally and where she was in the story. And, you know, I had Kasha to just kind of guide me and hold me all the way through. And, yeah, it was just a deeply satisfying thing. It felt like we were making something that had so much strength and power. And, yeah, I felt powerful and great.
I would also imagine that as you're talking about makeup and the sets that you're on, do a great deal to inform your character.
Yeah, they do, absolutely, in the costume and, you know, the space and where we are. And it was very rare that we were on a soundstage, but when we were, it didn't feel like we were because the sets were so immersive and they were so big and like, you know, there was just such a, even when we were, which was very rare, like it was like everything felt so tonally like respected and like, you know, it was, I don't think there was any green balls or any moment where I was kind of, you know, acting to something that wasn't really there. It was all very tangible and tactile. And yeah, the costume, the makeup, the surroundings, it all just felt like it came together to create the perfect atmosphere for a horror film.
Akasha, as a screenwriter too, as the co-writer, you know, let me kind of explain this. You know, I've seen all of the Omen films.
Yeah.
And they got sillier and sillier and sillier as it went on. So I'm thinking to myself when I saw this, uh-oh, you know.
It's going to be
And
thin.
You managed to make this so new and so scary. Congratulations on that, because that's not an easy task to do.
Oh, thank you. No, I really appreciate that. I think, you know, I work with my creative partner, Tim Smith, and it was just such a fun experience that we had, you know, We were careful not to watch the Omen franchise too much, to be very honest with you, because we really wanted to try and add, like, have a new voice to add to the whole conversation. Even though we were huge Omen fans and grew up on the franchise. But yeah, I think we were really lucky with this opportunity because also the studio is also very supportive of that approach. So, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Now, honestly, in our final seconds that we have, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching the first Omen?
I hope they feel energized to revisit the franchise, and hopefully it brings in new fans and new people to come and enjoy the spectacle that is the Omen franchise.
Yeah.
And hopefully old fans are satisfied with what we've done and the story that Kasha told. And yeah, I hope people feel like weirdly empowered and excited by it, and they all were happy that we did it.
Happy that you did it. I'm so honored to talk with both of you.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry if I'm flubbing, but you guys are just terrific.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's so lovely to say.
That really means a lot. Thank you very much.
Really means the world.
Thank you. Bye, kids.
Bye.